All right, so there's been a little bit of infighting with the Kurds in northern Iraq recently, and I'm going to break it down so that way it's easy to understand because it can get kind of complicated. So a guy by the name of Lahur Talabani, who was known as Lahur Sheikh Jangi Talabani, was a prominent Kurdish politician in Iraq and a member of the influential Talabani family, which is a very wealthy family that everybody knows out there. He also served as the co-president of the Patriotic Union of Kurdistan, also known as the PUK, which is a major political party in the Kurdistan region of Iraq. And he was the head of the counterterrorism group, where he played a pretty big role in the fight against ISIS and was a key partner in the U.S. coalition there. Now, following a power struggle amid the PUK, he was ousted in 2021 by his cousin, Bafol Talabani, who now leads the party. Now, subsequently, Lahur founded and leads a People's Front opposition political group in the region. And Lahur was arrested in Sulaymaniyah because he was holed up in the Lalazar Hotel there where he was residing. And there were some intense clashes between PUK affiliated security forces and some private security forces that Lahur Talabani had inside of the hotel. Apparently, the clashes started late Thursday evening when forces surrounded the hotel, and that led to hours of gunfights and armored vehicles, tanks, drones, other things like that, medium weapons around there. Lahur's loyalists, the people that were his security team and his loyal followers, fought against the raid, which resulted in significant damage to not only the hotel, but nearby homes and vehicles in the area. The standoff escalated into a pretty heavy confrontation, heavy firefight, and then eventually security forces stormed the building early Friday morning, arresting Lahur, his brothers Polad, and also approximately 200 others. The clashes reportedly resulted in 5 fatalities, and there's still a lot of upset people because there's a lot of folks that think that he was arrested as a politically motivated purge ahead of regional elections. It just highlights the level of instability in the Kurdistan region.